Augusta. She scored earlier. Must beat Rooney to keep Canada's hopes alive. She is stopped! United States wins gold in Pyeongchang!
Hey, I know an Olympian.
Do you?
I know him.
Do you really?
Come on. You don't know any Olympians.
Well, I mean, I kind of know an Olympian.
Sure you do.
Okay, well, maybe not.
Yes, you're getting an idea where we're going here, but not just me. Coach Q joins us now. Coach Q, you kind of know an Olympian, don't you?
Absolutely.
Would you like us to introduce that Olympian right now?
I love it.
Let's go to that Olympian right now. Gold medal winning live from South Korea, Kendall Coyne. How about a sitting ovation? The coveted sitting ovation. Kendall!
Good evening from Korea.
So good to hear your voice, Wearied. I believe it's, is it, what is it, 11:40 or 12:40 in the morning?
Yeah, 11:40 at night.
So, Coach Q, what do you think of our women's team?
I think they had an outstanding tournament. Congratulations, Kendall. Hey, we're happy and proud of you.
And,
yeah, have you guys had any sleep yet? Or is the party still going on?
It's still going, but thanks so much for joining and the congratulations. I was so surprised.
Pretty cool, right? Coach Q's all over this, too, and he is a big, big fan, as we all are. We couldn't be more thrilled for you. Who's the first person you called back in the States after you won?
Actually, to be honest, it's you guys.
That's because everybody is over there with you. Coach, did you get a chance to did you see the ladies playing at all? Did you get a chance to see their game? They look very powerful to me.
It was an amazing game. It was just like the game we were just watching, the Canadian-German game ended. Canada almost came back from 4-1 down in the third there, but the Americans came back and tied it up, and in overtime anything could have happened, and the shootout was an amazing shootout. A couple of moves that I'll never forget. The Canadian girl in the fourth round, and then coming right back and tying it up, and the winner was a thriller, and one of those goals that's going to go down in women's history and hockey history. It was a great play, and congratulations! Wow, what a game!
Thank you so much,
Kendall. How old were you when you started playing?
I first jumped on the ice when I was 3. Hockey shortly after, about 4.
And who was most supportive in your family? Were it your parents, or who got you going?
I started playing because of my older brother, Kevin. They put him in hockey, and they actually put me in figure skates because 20 years ago, that's what most girls did.
Sure.
And after a week in the figure skates, I told my parents I want to be like him, and I want to play hockey. And sure enough, they put me in hockey skates and haven't looked back since.
What impact, Kendall, and congratulations, what impact do you think that you guys winning the gold medal will have on a young girl who's getting out on the ice for the first time, maybe has thought about playing hockey?
Yeah, first off, thank you so much. But that was a big part of our push for this gold medal, was to impact the future generation. A lot of us are here today because of the 1998 team that brought home the gold from Nagano. I know when I first saw Cami Granato and her gold medal, I turned to my parents, I said, I want to go to the Olympics and I want to win a gold medal. And so just knowing that moment that I had, when I was 7, now knowing that I could possibly have that impact on others is pretty special. And we're a pretty special group of 23. We've been through a lot, and I think it's just going to be overwhelming for the growth of women's and girls hockey in the United States and hopefully around the world.
Well, Coach Q, as you know, Kendall does some fine work with the Blackhawks, a community liaison position for the Blackhawks, but also works with youth hockey already. So we're going to let her go to bed here. But, Coach, any last thoughts for the gold medal winner?
Oh, hey, we're proud of you. Happy for you. Congratulations. It was a great tournament. It was a great victory for you guys. Enjoy the moment. Enjoy your group of girls there and your team. The coaches were excited as heck on the bench as well. So should be very proud. And thank you for what you do with the Blackhawks here, with the youth in the area here as well, Kendall. And wish you all the best.
Thank you, Coach Q. I really appreciate it.
And Kendall, come see us.
All right. I hope to. I hope I can. We get back in March, so I have a big, giant, shiny medal to show off.
Can we hold it?
No, we don't touch the medal. We didn't win it. We just admire it from afar. Kendall, thank you very much.
You can touch it.
All right. Well, it's nice.
We got the South Side connection. I went to Andrew High School, Kendall, so don't hold that against me.
That's the rival school.
That's our rival.
Oh, no, D230 Pride.
The 230 Pride, my friend.
Oh, look at that.
District 230 Legacy Hall next year.
Look at you two. Kendall, safe travels. Thank you again, and congrats on being a gold medal winner.
No problem. Thank you for having
me. Oops, I just clipped her.
She's awesome.
What a good kid, huh, Coach?
She's excited as heck. She is a great kid, and you know, Kevin was talking. We're just talking about her there. She's got a lot of speed, and she's a first class girl. And she did a great job of leading her team there. And well, what a tournament for them. That was, I mean, how close it is with those teams back and forth every year. It comes down as the drama in the last two Olympic gold medal games. Sure. Has been unbelievable.